That reminds me, how is old Ed Beckley anyway?
Oh, he's just about the same as he ever was, I reckon. Ain't you been down to the drugstore to see him yet?
No, sir, I haven't had a chance yet, Mom.
Boy, you wouldn't hardly recognize the place, Mousie. Ed's changed it all around.
Oh, yeah. He recollect where he used to keep all them corn pads and the mothballs and pipe cleaners and the camera film and the perfumers and the hot water bottles over there. Yes, sir.
Well, them's all over on the west side of the drugstore now. Yeah, right next to the picture postcards.
Yeah, and the glass dishes and that adhesive tape and the shoestrings and powder puffs and them Orsa sports and all that stuff. Why, that's over there where that other junk used to be.
Yeah, it's changed it all around.
Oh, gee, I sure love to see it.
Oh, you wouldn't hardly recognize the pigeon-toed place, Mousie.
Well, do Gilroy Adams and Lila Blevins still go over there and order one ice cream soda with two straws every Sunday?
Oh, no, they ain't even sparking one another no more, I don't think.
Oh, no, they broke up. And besides, it's hard to get ice cream sodas nowadays, Mousie.
You get sherbet sodas, though.
Yeah, I see there's sort of a ice cream shortage around here now.
You know, Mousie, there's talk going around that the reason Gilroy and Leela broke up, see, when they had to switch to sherbet, they couldn't agree on what flavor to get in this one soda twist.
Uh-huh.
Gilroy wanted orange, but Leela sort of favored the pineapple. Just couldn't get together at all.
Well, I don't think that's actual a reason they broke up, though, Grandpa.
Well, it might be. You don't know, Abner.
Oh.
Now, I know of a case over in Cherry Hill where a feller and his woman couldn't agree on what color to paint their house. It was Laureen Spinks, who was the feller with the one wed foot. Yeah, you know, when he goes swimming, he always swims around in a sort of a circle.
Grandpa, now don't start telling about him again.
Well, it's the truth, Abner.
Huh.
Lauren wanted the house yeller, and she wanted it pink. So they finally painted half of it yeller and half of it pink.
Oh, sassy.
They did. That's what they done. They done it. The house is still standing over in Cherry Hill.
Prattle.
Well, it is now, only they painted it over again now.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Anyways, Lauren wouldn't go over in the pink half, and she wouldn't go in the yeller half. Of course, it might have worked out too, all right, except the kitchen was in the pink half, so Lauren never got nothing to eat, and he finally starved to death.
Starved to death? Why, Lauren Spink is still living, and you know it.
Well, this was some time ago, Abner.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just a minute, fellas. We're getting off the subject here, ain't we, Mousie?
Yes, sir. We were talking about Gilroy Adams and Lila Blevins. Who's old Gilroy going with now?
I don't believe I know, Mousie. Do you know Ulysses?
Well, I seen him carrying one of the Barton girls to a church social about a couple of weeks ago, Lum. I don't recollect which one of them it was, though. It looks much like it's either Helen or Sybil. I don't recollect.
Must have been Sybil, and Helen ain't in town no more, even.
Why, no, she went away to that nurse's outfit with little Pearl.
Yeah, must have been Sybil. That's who it must have been.
Well, isn't she still engaged to Ernest Macmillan? She was when I left town here.
Well, I think she still is, but Ernest's been in the army for over a year now.
Oh.
I don't think he'd expect her to just sit at home all the time.
No, sir.
Well, if you want my old opinions, I think you ought to. Now, I know of a case down at Hatfield. A girl got engaged to a young feller. Nice young feller, too. Spencer Clarity's who it was, had one web foot.
Web foot? That was Lauren Spink that had that web foot, Grandpa.
Oh, no, Lauren Spink's lived at Cherry Hill. Anyways, this was a girl that Spencer was engaged to.
Well, I know that, but you said that he had...
Hey, that was our ring there. You better get it.
Well, all right. I still claim, though, it was Lauren Spink and not Spencer Clarity that had that web... Hello. Jot him down, Storm Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, he's here.
No, Sir Mousie, you wouldn't recognize that drugstore now.
Why, sure, I'll tell him.
Plum change.
All right. All right, Gussie. Goodbye. And that was your woman, Mousie, and she wants you to come home and help with the dishes or something.
Well, he don't have to go right now, does he?
Gee, I guess I better, Lum. You know, Gussie.
Oh, sit down and talk a while, Mousie.
No, sir, I better get home. Gussie says for me to come right home. Well, that's what she means for me to get right over there, Lum.
Well, she oughtn't to mind you sitting around talking with the fella as long as you've been gone.
Yes, sir, but... Well, I don't know. She doesn't seem to be in a very good humor today. She keeps talking about me getting to take all that long trip to Africa and she had to stay home and do the housework. So now she says I'll just have to buckle down and help her.
Well, Granny, you don't want to cause no trouble at home.
No, sir, I better get over there. Gussie's a pretty high-strung woman, Mom. I'd just rather not have any trouble with her if I can keep from it. I'll get along, fellas. Now, so long.
Yeah, so long, Mousie.
So long.
Glad you come over.
So long, Mousie.
Now, sir, I never realized before just how interesting that Africa war actually was.
No.
You know, it's a funny thing, Mousy talking about not being scared of them soldiers over there, but I, Granny, he's scared to death of that woman.
You'd call scared, I don't think.
Well, that's fine. I'm proud to hear.
No, sir. Well, let's see now. Where should I begin here?
Well, begin right at the beginning. Don't leave out nothing. We're interested in everything you've done. Give us the whole story. Unexpurgated or something. Go ahead.
Well, sir, my outfit landed in Africa, in Algiers, I think it was, and the first day that we was there, well, I and my buddy, a fellow named Ed...
Ed Beckley?
Of course not, Cedric. Ed Beckley ain't never been to Africa.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that reminds me. How is old Ed Beckley anyway?
Oh, he's just about the same as he ever was, I reckon. Ain't you been down to the drugstore to see him yet?
No, sir, I haven't had a chance yet, Mom.
Boy, you wouldn't hardly recognize the place, Mousie. Ed's changed it all around.
Oh, yeah. You recollect where he used to keep all them corn pads and the mothballs and pipe cleaners and the camera film and the perfumers and the hot water bottles over there?
Yes, sir.
Well, them's all over on the west side of the drugstore now. Yeah, right next to the picture postcards.
Yeah, and the glass dishes and that adhesive tape and the shoestrings and powder puffs and them arsa sports and all that stuff. Why, that's over there where that other junk used to be.
Yeah, it's changed it all around.
Oh, gee, I sure love to see it.
Oh, you wouldn't hardly recognize the pigeon-toed place, Mousie.
Well, do Gilroy Adams and Lila Blevins still go over there and order one ice cream soda with two straws every Sunday?
Oh, no, they ain't even sparking one another no more, I don't think.
Oh, no, no, they broke up. And besides, it's hard to get ice cream sodas nowadays, Mousy.
You get sherbet sodas, though.
Yeah, I see there's sort of a ice cream shortage around here now.
You know, Mousy, there's talk going around that the reason Gilroy and Leela broke up, see, when they had to switch to sherbet, they couldn't agree on what flavor to get in this one soda twist.
Uh-huh.
Gilroy wanted orange, but Leela sort of favored the pineapple. Just couldn't get together at all.
Well, I don't think that's actually the reason they broke up, though, Grandpap.
Well, it might be. You don't know, Abner.
Oh.
Now, I know of a case over in Cherry Hill where a feller and his woman couldn't agree on what color to paint their house. It was Laureen Spinks, who was a feller with the one wet foot. Yeah, you know, when he goes swimming, he always swims around in a sort of a circle.
Grandpap, now, don't start telling about him again.
Well, it's the truth, Abner.
Huh.
Lauren wanted the house yellow, and she wanted it pink. So they finally painted half of it yellow and half of it pink.
Oh, sassy.
They did. That's what they done. They done it. That house is still standing over in Cherry Hill.
Prattle.
Well, it is now, only they painted it over again now.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Anyways, Lauren wouldn't go over in the pink half, and she wouldn't go in the yellow half. Of course, it might have worked out too, all right, except the kitchen was in the pink half, so Lauren never got nothing to eat, and he finally starved to death.
Starved to death? Why, Lauren Spink is still living, and you know it.
Well, this was some time ago, Abner.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just a minute, fellas. We're getting off the subject here, ain't we, Mousy?
Yes, sir. We were talking about Gilroy Adams and Lila Blevin. Who's old Gilroy going with now?
I don't believe I know, Mousy. Do you know Ulysses?
Well, I seen him carrying one of the Barton girls to a church social about a couple of weeks ago, Lom. I don't recollect which one of them it was, though, that looks much like. It's either Helen or Sybil. I don't recollect.
Must have been Sybil, and Helen ain't in town no more, even.
Why, no, she went away to that nurse's outfit with little Pearl.
Yeah, must have been Sybil. That's who it must have been.
Well, isn't she still engaged to Ernest Macmillan? She was when I left town here.
Well, I think she still is, but Ernest's been in the army for over a year now.
Oh.
I don't think he'd expect her to just sit at home all the time.
No, sir.
Well, if you want my old opinions, I think you ought to. Now, I know of a case down at Hatfield. Girl got engaged to a young feller. Nice young feller, too. Spencer Clarity's who it was. Had one web foot.
Web foot? That was Lawrence Spink that had that web foot, Grandpa.
Oh, no, Lawrence Spink lived at Cherry Hill. Anyways, this was a girl that Spencer was engaged to.
Well, I know that, but you said that he
had...
Hey,
that was our ring there. You better get it.
Well, all right. I still claim, though, it was Lawrence Spink and not Spencer Clarity that had that web... Hello? Got him down, Storm Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, he's here.
No, Sir Mousy, you wouldn't recognize that drugstore now.
Why, sure, I'll tell him.
Plum change.
Yeah, all right. All right, Gussie. Goodbye. And that was your woman, Mousy, and she wants you to come home and help with the dishes or something.
Well, he don't have to go right now, does he?
Gee, I guess I better, Mom. You know, Gussie.
Oh, sit down and talk a while,
Mousy. No, sir, I better get home. Gussie says for me to come right home. Well, that's what she means for me to get right over there, love.
Well, she oughtn't to mind you sitting around talking with the fella as long as you've been gone.
Yes, sir, but, well, I don't know. She doesn't seem to be in a very good humor today. She keeps talking about me getting to take all that long trip to Africa and she had to stay home and do the housework, so... Now she says I'll just have to buckle down and help her.
Well, Greenies, you don't want to cause no trouble at home.
No, sir, I better get over there. Gussie's a pretty high-strung woman, Mom. I'd just rather not have any trouble with her if I can keep from it. I'll get along, fellas. Now, so long.
Yeah, so long, Mousy.
Yeah, so long.
You come over.
So long, Mousy.
Now, sir, I never realized before just how interesting that Africa war actually was.
No.
You know, it's a funny thing, Mousy talking about not being scared of them soldiers over there, but I, Granny, he's scared to death of that woman.